There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Information.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. And you'll understand, you're going to understand exactly why I use these and only these. In this next segment, we've been talking about myths about gunfights. We've been talking about warning shots in gunfights. We've talked about actual cases of self-defense. If you are carrying a gun, or if you're on the, this is actually aimed more at the people that are thinking about it. Okay. If you were to come up and meet me, there's a 1 in 3 chance I'm going to be carrying 1 of 3 guns. Okay. I may be carrying the Lionheart LH9C, which I have found to be a superb firearm. And I just like it. It's the right size. It functions flawlessly. I can't make it stop. I haven't done things like bury it in mud because that's very likely not going to happen as I carry it day to day. Nothing wrong with those tests. Nothing wrong with going to the extreme with a test to see how far it will take, how far you have to take a gun before it stops functioning. But it's not likely to happen. It is likely to be dropped on the ground, and I have done that numerous times. Or 1 of 2 Glocks, either a Glock 26 or a Glock 19. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. With each one of us, what we can carry is going to be very individual. A lot of people, a lot of people find the right automobile or political party or firearm for him or herself, and then they invest their ego in the choice. And then at that point, a lot of people will tell you, these people will tell you what's right or wrong for you based upon their choice. And with the advent of the internet and all of the forums that are out there and everything, there's plenty of forums out there. They have good information. But there's one recurring meme that seems to be, if you carry more firepower than me, then you're a paranoid mall ninja. And if you carry less than me, you're a pathetic sheep. Husbands will come to wives, and the 6-foot male in the household will say, honey, I found the best gun to carry, so here's one just like mine, all for you. And he gives a petite woman standing there something too big for her hand or her whole body or her wardrobe. And the ideal outcome is rarely going to come out of that. Even for me. Now, there's a reason I carry the smaller guns, and that's because I have this recurring instance of something called piriformis. And with the piriformis, I find with the heavier gun, no matter where I'm carrying it, in or out, it aggravates the piriformis. And being aggravated with the piriformis is quite aggravating. So I carry the smaller guns because they don't seem to aggravate it quite so much. I use the G-Code holsters for all of these simply because G-Code is so modular that if it comes in some configuration that doesn't particularly work for you, you can change that if you need to. You can change the configuration of the holster. They're that modular. And that works for me. That works for me in all cases. I carry all three of these guns either inside the waistband or outside the waistband, depending on how I'm going to be dressed. Even with these three as my main guns, let's say I decide to go on a hike in a heavily wooded area where wildlife is known to exist, I'll be carrying a 10 millimeter then. I'll be carrying the 10 millimeter Glock with me, the 10 millimeter salient Glock, because that'll stop everything. Cars, trucks, bears, it'll stop them all. So even for those of us who've made a decision, it's not going to be the same all the time. It's not going to be the same carry all the time, because that has to shift. But understand this. With a gun that you're going to pick, with a gun you decide upon, never invest your ego in it. Never. Pick one that works for you, absolutely. Pick one that works for you. Do that every time. But, I mean, a gun should have no more of your ego invested in it than you, your keychain. Or, I mean, if I wanted to carry an ego-stroking gun, I'd be carrying one of the Salients all the time. I'd be carrying the STI all the time. The ATEI, I'd be carrying that all the time. And it's not necessary. It's not necessary. Guns are tools. The guns like the Salients and the STIs and the ATEIs, these are high precision engineered tools, but they're tools nonetheless. And these are tools. And were I to lose the Glock 26, I have no particular attachment to this particular gun. And it's not going to be the right carry gun in every circumstance. Now, all of these have one common characteristic. They're all 9mm. They will all fire 9mm self-defense ammo flawlessly. That was one reason I picked it. Picked them. Of the three, probably the most versatile of the three is going to be the Glock 19, because this is the one that everybody defers to, because it's the proper size for hiding it out, and it's the proper size for fighting all at the same time. The grip, by itself, no magazine involved, holds my whole hand. It's the highest capacity of the three, with 15 shots on tap. Two spare magazines means I got 45 rounds of firepower. This one, the Glock 26, which comes with 10-round magazines, I've had to install two plus bumper plates on the bottom of the magazine, so my hand will have something, my last finger, my pinky, will have something to rest on. And because of the length of the buttstock on the Lionheart, where half of my last finger, my pinky, has purchased, the magazine is designed with a groove on the end of it, on the end of the butt plate, for my finger to have a nice, firm resting place, seamless. And these all work for me. They simply work for me. When you pick that gun, realize it's never going to be the same for everybody. It's not going to... I've never made a suggestion to anybody about what gun works for them. I suggest everybody go rent guns at gun ranges that will rent them. Shoot as many as you can afford to shoot and make a decision based on that. What works best? All of these are going to be on your my hand is unlike any other set of hands out there. But there's other things that come into play. There's my body type. There's the piriformis, of course. And, I have to consider all of these things. So don't let your ego get invested in a inanimate object. It's just that. It's simply an inanimate object. That your ego should be invested in your skill set and in developing your toolkit to employ that tool. I don't have a favorite hammer. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This execution attack that has been carried out in New York against the NYPD is going to have long-lasting ripples, if you will. First of all, let's look at where it happened. It happened in New York City. Undeniably, not exactly the most Second Amendment friendly bastion here in the United States. Very difficult to get a hold of a weapon. The shooter, Ishmael Brinsley, prohibited person, shouldn't have had a gun, shouldn't have been allowed to have a gun, probably should have still been in prison in some of the various places where he was incarcerated. There are people saying they don't know if they'll ever know how he got the gun he used. I think they have tracked it to its original purchase origin and don't know what happened in between the two places. Brinsley posted anti-cop messages, very chilling anti-cop messages on social media. And he shot a former girlfriend before traveling to New York to carry out his threats. Very extensive criminal history, with no less than 19 past arrests in Georgia and Ohio on charges that range from shoplifting to carrying a concealed weapon. Besides the arrest, he spent at least 2 years in prison and had a history of mental illness that placed his family in fear of his actions. Now, because this was a prohibited person that somehow managed to obtain a gun, and I'm almost certain he didn't take a background check to get a hold of it, there are groups ranging from the New York congressional delegates to national gun control and civil rights organizations calling for more gun control, even though the city of 8.5 million people has some of the strictest in the country. Every Town for Gun Safety's president, John Feinblatt, told the New York Daily News the brutal killing of two NYPD officers this weekend is an unspeakable tragedy. Our country's lax and inconsistent gun laws are a central part of the problem. A felon can buy a gun in a state that does not require background checks and bring it to New York, a state that does and destroy lives. Okay, that statement. Let's talk about that. There are no states in the United States that do not require a background check. That is a federal law. Any federal firearms licensee that sells guns has to carry out a background check on each and every person. There are certain caveats to that, like here in South Carolina, where I live. If you have a concealed carry permit, you've been vetted. They write that number down on your form 4473. They do not call in and do what I would refer to as an active background check. And that's part and parcel of the law. New York also requires background checks, just like South Carolina does. But what they're referring to is the universal background check, you know, where we check everything, which is unenforceable, completely and totally unenforceable. But that doesn't stop John Feinblatt from lying every time his mouth flaps open. That kind of program is backed by the organization Every Town for Gun Safety, funded in large part by Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. And it's happened now in Washington State. It's happened in Colorado. The firearm recovered from Brinsley was a Taurus semi-automatic handgun purchased at a pawn shop in Georgia in 1996 by someone other than him, and it is not known how he obtained the firearm. Brinsley was 9 at the time of the last documented purchase of that handgun. He was 9 years old. Even if Brinsley was a legal possessor, simply having the handgun on a New York City street without an NYPD-issued permit was a felony in and of itself, regardless of his past criminal record. So if I, this is one of the reasons I don't want to go to New York. I would really like to go to New York City because there's a place called B&H Photo, which is just a superstore for those of us that like photography. I'd like to go visit it, but alas, I will never get to because I can't carry a gun there. There's no way for me to get the permits to do it because New York don't let it happen. I'm not connected. I'm not rich. Feinblatt's sentiments were echoed by Representative Charlie Rangel, Democrat from New York, on MSNBC's The Rundown. In that interview, Rangel, who has been on Capitol Hill continuously since 1971, criticized police union officials for pointing blame at current New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and not for going after guns. Rangel said they should be conducting interviews mourning those that they lost and their family, talking about how do insane people get firearms, and not criticizing, but seeing how we can stop insane people from getting an opportunity to get firearms and kill anybody. If that genie could be put back in the bottle, then Charlie Rangel's talking some sense, but it can't. That can't happen. Finally, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund issued a statement that expressed condolences for the families of the lost officers, then called for calm and productive dialogue before calling in for change in gun regulation. The statement read, "These two killings and the life-threatening injury, like so many other unfortunate incidences of gun violence, provide a stark example of the need for sensible gun control measures and the need to thoughtfully address untreated mental illness. Here's something for you to consider, New York City. Here's something for you to consider, especially Black American New York City. All of these guys that are making all of these calls for these things, they're also wanting to throw the border open and displace you with a bunch of low-skilled workers that are here illegally, taking from you your birthright. And they think they can do that, and you're just going to let that happen. I understand why you're angry on you know, Black America. I understand why you're angry on some levels. This should be the one that makes you the angriest. 99% of you out there are just regular people, just like me. And you just want to work and take care of your family. And these people that you have so blindly put your faith into and voted for despite their records over and over and over again are the ones that are going to lead to your downfall and mine. We're all in this together. We are all in this together, like it or not. It's not a white thing. It's not a Black thing. It's a legal thing. It's a birthright thing. We're Americans. They're not. And other Americans who you call leaders are the ones that are, they're wanting you to go up against the cops. There's one of the universities in New York says we should arm up and go against the cops. It's all a big distraction. It really is. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. I hope everybody out there had a very Merry Christmas to you and your families. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. I just described them. There's nothing you can do with one of these things. Well, excuse me, there's nothing you can't do with one of these things. It can ride high, low inside the waistband. It can ride on a tactical drop leg rig, on a plate carrier, whatever you want to do with it, you can make it happen. And you can do all of that by going to tacticalholsters.com. This is why it's the only holster I've run. For every gun I own, I have one. At least one. In some cases, I've got three. So check them out. Check them out. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I am not against a retired police officer or somebody that leaves law enforcement having that federal exemption when it comes to carrying a gun. Actually, in a lot of cases, I think it's warranted. Now, there's a lot of arguments against it, like, well, Bill, they don't train as much as we do. Well, that's true. But they are used to carrying guns, and a lot of people that get concealed carry permits don't carry guns after they get the concealed carry permit, which I really don't understand why you would go to the trouble of doing. My father has one. He doesn't carry a gun all the time. But I would like to see a way for this to be applied to those of us that have never worn a badge. I've never worn a badge. And I'd like to have that same type of credential that works in all 50 states. It works in New Jersey. New York City and Baltimore and every part of California. It works everywhere. So I would like to see that happen. But
this is out there for police officers and law enforcement officials that have been in that profession. Everywhere except, of course, the ultra special place of Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. has a lot of crime. So they have a lot of criminals. And, see, everywhere else, corrections officers in a lot of cases get these exemptions, but not in D.C. Now, with a corrections officer, what you have is you have somebody that an inmate will see daily, on a daily basis. And with the incidents of prison gangs, which operate both inside the prison and outside the prison, there's a lot of nervousness among some of these guys that, especially in D.C., where they get turned down when they apply to carry a gun for that federal law enforcement exemption. Now, there's the case of Robert L. Smith. He retired as a Department of Corrections officer 6 years ago. To this day, he still receives threats from former inmates that he supervised when he was a prison guard. In his Southwest District of Columbia home, he keeps a legally registered handgun, but he can't carry it outside the home. As a former jail employee, according to him, he should qualify for a permit under federal statutes that allow retired law enforcement officers to carry guns without obtaining state licenses. But the D.C. Department of Corrections doesn't see it that way, you see, and the agency has declined to provide the required approvals for his request. So now Mr. Smith and three other retired employees have sued the district over the issue, wading into a debate playing across the country over whether the Federal Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act should be interpreted to allow those who staff the country's jails and prisons to carry guns outside of work. Now, that act was signed into law in 2004 by President George W. Bush as a force multiplier, giving off-duty and retired law enforcement officers the ability to respond to situations requiring use of a firearm, but also a way for officers to protect themselves from vindictive criminals. I imagine if you work in Department of Corrections long enough to retire, you've seen a few people that wouldn't mind seeing you dead. And for Department of Corrections officers, it's a little bit different because a police officer makes an arrest, makes the transport, books him in, walks away. From that point on, he's going to be around the same people day in and day out, that prisoner. Prison guards have to supervise them. They have to feed them. They're the ones that take them to the parole board. They're the ones that take them to their exercise period. They're the ones that take them to their job if they have one in the prison. They're around them constantly. Now, Mr. Smith has been fired upon. He was in an alley behind his home when a group of men opened fire on him in May in 2012. And he doesn't know whether these people might have been former inmates. He said he was emptying the trash one day, and the next thing I knew, four guys had firearms down the alley, and they started shooting. And I could actually feel the bullets real close to me. That fear of retaliation is the same reason that he doesn't like to talk about his former job with strangers. He never knows whether someone he doesn't remember might remember him. He's applied for a concealed carry permit under a new set of regulations approved by the D.C. Council, but it's unclear whether he will qualify under the strict rules that require a person to show a specific need. So does this mean that this man who has dealt with who knows how many criminals, convicted criminals over the course of his career, is he going to have to be able to identify John Doe over there as the specific threat? Now, D.C. jail officials will not sign off on paperwork that would certify Mr. Smith and his co-plaintiffs, Ronald Duberry, Harold Bennett, Maurice Curtis, as retired law enforcement officers, making them ineligible to carry firearms under the federal act. Attorney William J. Phelan and F. Peter Silva II wrote in a lawsuit filed this summer in the U.S. District Court for the district, spite of their years of service that would qualify them to have a firearms permit under LEOSA, the District of Columbia is improperly asserting that these individuals never qualified as law enforcement officers with arrest authority. Now, put it more bluntly, according to Attorney Chris Cowan, it's purely political. Until this summer, when the D.C. law banning carrying guns outside of the home was overturned by a U.S. District Court judge, the only way to carry in D.C. was with the federal permit. Within the purview of this act, police officers, federal law enforcement officials, sheriff deputies, and even Amtrak police can qualify under the federal law as long as they meet other criteria, such as retiring in good standing and keeping up firearms qualifications. But the first step is to getting your former employer to sign off on the certification, which they're not going to do. When they received the paperwork, they said that they did not have statutory powers of arrest, which is an automatic disqualifier for those seeking to carry under the federal statute. The city takes the position that the D.C. laws do not, in fact, accord correction officers with law enforcement status and arrest authority, according to spokeshole Sylvia Lane in an email response to questions. She said Corrections Director Tom Fowles will not certify an application request for carrying a concealed weapon under LEOSA for retired employees. So they got to sue. Oh, well. It's D.C. after all. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This is part of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only holster I carry. This is the only way I carry spare ammunition when I'm actually not carrying it in my back pocket. If I'm carrying it in a conveyance, it's a G-code one. Now it's the Scorpion. Whoa. Check out the Scorpion line. You will like what you see. I keep seeing these threads, and they come from both sides of the aisle. They come from the anti-gun and the pro-gun side. The anti-guns would like to see guns regulated like cars, and I've talked about this before. And the pro-gun people would like to see guns regulated like cars. I saw some thread on some forum. Why can't guns be treated like cars, regulated and available only to those who demonstrate competence and compliance with laws? Now, cars are basically regulated as follows. Number one, there's no federal licensing or registration of car owners. Number two, any person may use a car on his own private property without any license or registration at all. Number three, any adult, and in most states, 16 and 17-year-olds, and I mean back in the day, I was 15 when I got mine, may get a license to use a car in public places by passing a fairly simple test that virtually everyone can pass. Number four, you can lose your license for proved misuse of the car, but not for most other misconduct, and even if you lose your driver's license, you can usually regain it in some time later. Number five, your license is good from one state throughout to another throughout the country. If you can drive to Hawaii, your license is good there. And this is pretty much how gun rights advocates would like to see guns regulated, and in fact, pretty close to the dominant model in the over 40 states that now allow pretty much any law-abiding adult to get a license to carry a concealed weapon. No need to register or get a license to have a gun at home, and a simple routine test through which any law-abiding citizen can get a state license to carry a gun in public. And even if we require a test for all possession of a gun, well, at home or in public. Again, that's something that's not required for cars that would still mean that pretty much any law-abiding adult or 16 or 17-year-old would be able to easily get a license to carry a gun. There are some that believe this would provide more functional gun rights in the remaining non-shall-issue states, including, for example, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, California, than is provided under current gun regulations. Now, many gun control advocates, of course, would prefer a much more onerous system of regulations for guns and cars. You can certainly argue that guns should be regulated more heavily than cars. The more thoughtful gun control advocates do indeed do this, but then no one should candidly admit that one is demanding specially burdensome regulation for guns and not claim to be merely asking why can't guns be treated like cars. One of the things about this, from the gun control's perspective, what they want to see is insurance and permission, you know. And so there are some people out there that will say, well, okay, I don't ever carry a gun anywhere, so that means I can own as many guns as I want, use them on my property whenever I want to, and you guys can't say nothing about it. There are a couple of problems with this, though. Driving a car was never enumerated as a right. But then again, neither was riding a horse, which was the de facto means of transportation when the Bill of Rights was written, which was simply codifying a set of basic freedoms that our founders believed we were born with. So they didn't get in, you know, there's no regulation or Bill of Rights out there about you owning an iPad. But there is a First Amendment, which covers a broad swath of things. Second Amendment is a little more narrow, and it's the only one that shall not be infringed, by the way. But there's no, you know, that freedom, that, you know, that First Amendment covers a lot of things like freedom of movement, too. That's a means of expression, you understand. So, while they're, you know, for those of you that think that would be a smoking hot idea, remember this. When it comes to rights, the federal government grants us nothing. They grant us nothing. And getting out there and saying, well, you know, I'd be willing to give up this in order to get that. Giving up something is, that means you never get it back. I mean, name one, besides the 13th Amendment, name one thing that was given up that was later repealed. If you can, think about it. There are things that get overturned, like the D.C. Carry ban in court, but that was years in the making. That took years of hard work. And it never existed, you know, for the most part. What we're enjoying right now here in the great state of South Carolina is, for some reason, our legislators believe that we should still operate under the same set of rules and regulations that were set up during Reconstruction after the Civil War. They keep asking the question, well, you haven't had it for 140 years. Why do you need it now? You know, didn't have a whole lot to do with that. But never, ever, ever give to the politicians any means of regulating you. Don't ever do that, ever. I don't trust any of them, even the good ones. I don't trust them. As long as they're good, of course, I'll support them. But I don't trust them. Some people are doing better than others. I mean, you know, I look at Trey Gowdy, and Trey Gowdy is just as fiery as the day he went up there. And I will continue to support people like Trey Gowdy as long as they continue to do things the way he's been doing it up to this point. But if they ever change, I mean, when Lindsey Graham went to office, he seemed pretty conservative. But over the course of time, that mistress of power, this out of D.C. on the Beltway, has seduced him. So, as I get ready to leave you, there's this writer named Emily Badger, and she writes at the WashingtonPost.com, and she wrote a little ditty, a little essay about how guns make police less safe, their jobs more difficult, and communities less trusting. In comparing American police tactics in relation to other countries, it's hard to separate the role of guns here from all of the mistrust, defensiveness, and aggression that arise around them. There's not a big gun culture in Australia, according to Jeffrey Albert, a professor at the University of South Carolina who has studied police use of force there, recently told her. So the cops don't have to worry the way our cops do. There's not always a gun in every encounter. They don't have to think about that. They're freer to retreat, to reassess, to leave their own weapons holstered. Translation, if America's cops didn't have to worry about armed citizens, they'd be nicer. Why, they might not even shoot people by mistake. Or out of racist animosity. I got, first of all, Australian cops are besieged right now. They've got so much new crime happening in Australia right now. I mean, home invasion is up 3,000%. In Australia, and they don't even know how to classify that. So the fact that the law-abiding people have been disarmed, that's only made the crime go up. Just ask the UK. Now, she writes, we can't really address police-community relations without talking about the fear of guns tugging at both sides and how guns make the job of policing more harder, how guns fatally narrow the margin of error for poor police work, how guns turn misunderstandings, mental illness, and suspicion into something terribly deadly. What are you talking about? There's a very simple rule to follow with police. I follow it every time I see one. If I talk to one, I really follow it. Police officer talks to me, I talk back. He asks me to do something, I do it. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm going to be on my way in just a few moments. That always works. It always works. Emily, stop sniffing the glue. That's bad for you. Makes you deranged. Hey, Punisher, shouldn't I hear the music running? Yep, okay.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.